Blog Talk Radio.
Limit supply. See store for details.
Good morning.
Auto parts.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Contour Next and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street or a trip to the movies or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
The biggest event in MMA history is finally here. UFC 200 goes down Saturday. Heavyweight superstar Brock Lesnar returns against Mark Hunt and three UFC title fights. Daniel Cormier and John Jones unify the light heavyweight belt, plus Edgar versus Aldo and Tate versus Nunes. UFC 200, it's time. See it Saturday, only on pay-per-view. Card subject to change.
Adding the choice of a crispy chicken BLT to Wendy's 4-for-4 is the biggest thing since rappers trying to sing.
I got me hot and I sound like a robot.
But do you like the sound of this? Wendy's 4-for-4 now comes with a choice of a junior bacon cheeseburger or a crispy chicken BLT.
From Detroit to Macon, I keep it crisp like bacon.
Both are topped with crispy applewood smoked bacon and come with four nuggets, fries, and a Coke for just $4.
Oh, yeah.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time, meal includes small fries and a drink. Not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
The Great American Foodie Fest returns to San Diego July 8th through the 10th at Qualcomm Stadium, showcasing some of the nation's best foods that have been featured on Food Network and Cooking Channel, along with carnival rides, beer garden, live entertainment, and more. Discounted tickets now on sale at greatamericanfoodiefest.com.
If you're among those who got up and went to vote, you might be wondering what's next. Now it's time to get involved in your community. Get informed about the performance of your governors. Choose a posture. Suggest proposals. Get to know your rights and demand what is right. Today, the power is in your hand. Thanks for your participation. With you, Mexico is more. Join in. National Electoral Institute, INE.
The Ford Freedom Sales Event is on. It's our biggest event of the year, giving you the freedom to save. Now get 0% Ford credit financing on a huge selection of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Officially
tagged Ford vehicles get 1,000 smart bonus cash. That's freedom from interest and freedom to choose from Ford Focus, Fusion, and Escape. Even Ford Edge, Explorer, or the Build Ford Tough F-150. No wonder Ford is America's best-selling brand. During the Ford Freedom Sales Event, get 0% Ford credit financing on a huge selection of Ford vehicles. Plus, specially tagged vehicles get 1,000 smart bonus cash. Not all buyers qualify for credit finance. Supply of vehicles with smart bonuses limited. Not available on Focus RS, Shelby GT350, Transit, Transit Connect E-Series, F650, and F750. See dealer or go to Ford.com for qualifications and complete details. For all offers, take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 8/1/2016. Sales claim based on 2015 calendar year sales.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is a show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Jeff Clyde, Jeff Clyde Consulting. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, Ron.
Glad to have you with us. And Robert Mott will be checking in a little bit later. We're going to have him in here to chat with us as well. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, on Ron Siegel Radio, we are always celebrating something. We've got to be celebrating a little bit of good stuff on Ron Siegel Radio. So what are we celebrating today? Well, part of it, Jeff, I'm going to promise you this. I am not going to celebrate this part with you today.
All right.
But today is International Kissing Day. So we're going to stick away from that one. But we could potentially celebrate National Fried Chicken Day.
Nice.
That one there, you know, I've beaten anorexia. I can handle that one. A little bit of fried chicken. You know, put a little gravy on there. I might over at Reunion Kitchen and Drink. If you haven't been there, they've got some great fried chicken right over there. So that might be an opportunity for us today. We'll check it out. In the news, a lot going on the news right now. It's pretty amazing where the, I don't know if you followed any of the good stuff from the FBI yesterday. Yeah, that was kind of interesting, wasn't it? Listening to Mr. Comey and now all of the pundits going back and forth with that one since his announcements. We'll find out where that goes from here. Just a thought, though, maybe I'll save that for a second here. We might get into that a little bit. But I guess Mr. Comey probably thought that he was done with Hillary Clinton, and yeah.
You know better than that.
Yeah, you know better than that. It's not going to happen. I guess the House Oversight Committee wants a little further clarification. Mr. Comey gave no answers to anybody's questions yesterday when he came out and made his statements. And I guess Congress wants to know a little bit more about those private servers. Can you imagine somebody that does not? I mean, the director came out and said that Mrs. Clinton he didn't say negligent, but I guess it was the definition of negligent in maintaining our secrets. Yeah, but I wonder if she's going to give everybody the nuclear codes, too. It's just a question that I ponder. You know my thought process here. But on better news, better notes, think about this one. What would you do? What would you do? I'm going to share this, and you tell me what you might do in this instance, because it is, you know, every once in a while you come up with a feel-good story. And I saw this one. I had to share this one with you this morning. Gentlemen, a homeless man inherits $187,000. That feels pretty good right there. I mean, not that he's homeless, but he inherited $187,000. He has no banking account. He's homeless. He does, you know, where's he going to go? So he has $100 bills, $50 bills, and $20 bills in a backpack. Again, remember, he's homeless. He's got $187,000 now, so he's not walking around. He got rid of the shopping cart. He gets in a taxi cab and promptly forgets the bag in the car.
What are you doing?
Yeah, not very bright, but that is what he did. A taxi driver. Now, the law in Boston, I mean, it's kind of funny because there are laws and a lot of people follow the laws. A lot of people don't follow the laws. But here's the issue. I mean, we know Chicago, you know, they got all those gun laws. Doesn't stop people from shooting each other. But in Boston, the law says if somebody forgets something in the cab, you're supposed to take it to the police. Well, they took it to the police. And at the same time, the taxi cab driver is taking it to the police. The gentleman is calling the police department saying, I lost my $187,000. Like there would be no flags going up there. But this gentleman did, in fact, was a good Samaritan. He gave the cab driver $100. Wasn't that nice of him? $100. That's what he got for returning $187,000. What would you do?
More money, more money, more money.
Yeah, I think you ought to give him a little more money. But, you know, hey, it wasn't my money to give away. Just feel good about it. What do you think? Tell me. Ron at ronsiegelradio.com. Would you have been as kind as that taxi cab driver? I know everyone's going to say yes. When you look in the mirror today, just answer the question. And you can take it one step further right now if you'd like to, because there were no winners last night's Mega Million lottery. So the here's another one. You gotta wonder about these things. So last night we had no winner in the Mega Million. Did you play? Can't win if you don't play. And then on the other hand, I digress. You know, I got my ADD going this morning. So last night's prize was $454 million. No winners. There were, I think I saw somewhere that there's about 10 people around the country, some in California, who won $1 million out of that. But it's going to roll over to $508 million for Friday night's drawing. Now, here's the issue, the one that really gets me. Somebody won the Powerball. Remember that big Powerball that we had here a few months back, about 6 months ago? $1.5 billion. Well, the person in Chino Hills has yet to claim their share. $500 million, and they have not claimed their share. Now, to me, I'm just saying, I probably would have been at a safe deposit box the next morning, consulted with my financial advisors and attorneys that same day, and collected the day after that. 6 months, they've got six more months, or else they're going to lose $500 million. Now, we might talk a little bit with Jeff Clyde later in the broadcast about opportunity. That's a pretty big one, and somebody kind of blew it there. How do you forget about that? I mean, you played for that purpose, right? Just a thought. Speaking of playing and for the purpose, we still are watching that 10-year treasury. I've been sharing with you that we are on our way down to a 1.2 yield on the 10-year treasury. Right now, as I speak to you, we are at 1.392. So we're heading south. Doesn't feel good for our seniors because they're the ones that take it hardest when we don't get the money going into those. They're fixed income. But look at the bright side. Got to find a bright side to everything. That's just the way I am. So at least on the U.S. 10-year treasury, it is paying 1.39 right now. In Japan, you don't even get all your money back. In Germany, you don't even get all your money back. In Spain, well, that's going to be a big question mark because they're talking about getting out of the European Union. And I think it's, Italy that they're saying might be the next Greece. So that'll all be fun to watch. That's probably why we're seeing the markets as volatile as they've been. And I share that with you, knowing that, yes, the 30-year fixed rate Freddie Mac loan, 3.48%. Have you taken action yet? That's just a simple question I posed to you. The May trade deficit got wider. We're going to see that's going to be some interesting data right there as well when you look at those trade deficit numbers, where we go with that. The Institute for Supply Management gauge of service sector growth beat expectations a little bit. So some areas of the economy are good. The volatility, just so you'll know, I'm going to tell you right here, right now, it is Wine Wednesday on Ron Siegel Radio, but I'm going to tell you volatility will be Friday. And if you have been watching the markets and you say, Ron, we were at 18,000, we went down to 17,000, we went back up to 18,000, now we're at 17,800, and you're saying volatility is Friday? Well, I am the one to tell you when the numbers come out, Friday will be the vol day.
It is what it is.
Yes, it is. And you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, it will be time for us to chat with Robert Mott. We'll be getting a little bit of wine going there. A couple of tips for getting the most money when selling your house. It's pretty simple if you know what you're doing. How to apply for a credit card so you get approved, not saving money while you are young. And networking. I am not a networker. I'll talk to you all day long, though. All of that and more. You can reach us anytime. Call our offer number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. Connect with me on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But you can catch us, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1, on YouTube, Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to
Robert,
comfort
can
the
hear
lonely?
Me?
Yeah,
plant
I can.
Sustainable
yeah.
resources where nothing
okay.
has
Steve,
ever
can you hear Robert?
Or
yes,
make
I can.
A child's lifelong wish come true.
Steve's not hearing you.
What if all you had to do was simply do nothing
on.
More than what your business
Talk again a little bit, Robert.
Every day?
Okay, Ron, I can hear Did you just fine.
Introducing process.
Okay, Steve, are you hearing him? He's real faint in the background.
Program that
Nothing. Okay, Robert, why don't you call him back on that other number?
Into
okay,
we'll
do.
Donation dollars
Thank
from
you.
Nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. Get the true value, the true equity position of your home. Two tips for getting the most money when selling your home. Some of these I talk about pretty much in depth on the radio show. But here's a concept, and it's very, very counterintuitive. If you want to get the most money when you sell your house, price it low. And I know it doesn't sound logical, but you're creating a frenzy. You're creating demand. It's basic supply and demand. You price it low, more people see the property. They start bidding against each other, negotiating against each other. You just stand aside and let them bid up the price. Secondly, if you want to do something like that to get the most money out of the property, use a professional real estate agent. Yes, I have a license. I do not use it. I had to have it at one point in time, so I still have it. I refer people to others who are doing real estate on a regular basis because I understand that the median selling price, listen to this, you ready for this? Median selling price where somebody sells a home by themselves, if they know the seller and the buyer and seller know each other, $151,900. Median selling price, where the seller's doing it on their own, $210,000. Median selling price of a home sold by an agent, $249,000. So you're going to get $39,000 more by using an agent and let them do the work. Now, if you like doing work for nothing, I got a lot of work for you. Just call me, I'll put you in touch, and get you with my team, and we'll let you work for nothing. That is the Real-Time Real Estate segment brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Red wine means it must be time for our Wednesday chat with Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. Nice long weekend, a couple of good bottles of wine. What more could you ask for?
That's about it, as far as I can tell.
Other than, you know, I was out there at the beach this weekend and had some good wine, and I still see that, Robert, you've got me, since you've been educating me, and I know it's The teacher is good, the pupil a little soft, but I've been watching people and it drives me nuts when I watch them holding their wine glass the wrong way. So can you educate us one more time?
I will certainly make an attempt at it. I'm with you, Ron, on this one. This is one that just drives me crazy, and I think it's probably just because I'm a little bit insane anyway, but you know, it's one of those things that makes me feel like a real wine snob or a real you know, somebody who just is overly obsessed about this. But when I see somebody gripping a wine glass by the bowl or holding it like a brandy snifter or something like that, it just drives me nuts. It's, you know, there are many reasons people do this, but you know, the thing with the end result, when you do that, you do a couple of things. One is you put fingerprints all over the wine bowl, and I know people say, well, so what, you know, I don't care. But it just looks disgusting. Sorry, don't do it. The other thing is it actually changes the temperature of the wine. Now, this is one that actually there's a real impact of holding it by the bowl. So it can actually warm the wine that way. Now, I admit I'm guilty of doing that once in a while, but only in the case where somebody's given me a glass of white wine that's too cold. Then I'll grip it with both hands on each side trying to warm it up. The other thing is, if you like to swirl your wine, and swirling, as we've talked about before, Ron, as you know, it's one of those things that kind of releases the aromatics of the wine, you know, allows you to actually taste it more. It's very hard to swirl a glass of wine when you're holding it by the bowl. You know, it's just one of those things. Now, the proper way to hold a wine glass, and again, people may call in and complain about me saying this, the proper way to hold a wine glass.
I'm going to give him your number, Robert.
Don't do that, please. But the proper way to hold a wine glass is to pinch the stem, hold it by the base. And, you know, like I say, when I ask people why they hold it by the bowl, they explain that the top heavy aspect of the wine glass makes them worried about it falling over. Anyway, if they're holding it close to the centigrade, it makes them feel less like they're still, and they're uncomfortable with the swirling part. So all those kinds of things, you know, really work against it. But what happens if you hold it by the stem or by the base, you can start to work on your swirling technique there. And you kind of develop those wine glass holding muscles, that muscle memory that we talk about when we play golf, of course. But, you know, if you do it properly every day, it does a couple of things. One, you know, you say you don't warm your wine up, it won't change the character of the wine like that. And the other thing it portrays, and just be really blunt about this, the other thing it portrays is it shows that you have a little bit of class. So, you know, be classy, act classy, and you will be classy. You know, so that's one of those things that hold it by the stem of the base, and you know, even if you're not comfortable doing it first, just stick with it, and practice does make perfect on this.
Okay, so now if you have comments about that, it would be robert@ronsiegelradio.com, robert@ronsiegelradio.com. We'll see if we can ask those questions to Robert next time if you've got some questions or comments. But now let's go to the next step, Robert, is clanking the wine glass. Is there a right way, wrong way? right location?
There's definitely a right way and a wrong way, and it's one of those things that when you're clinking your glasses or you're toasting or however you want to say it, there's several important parts of that. The most important part is when you make contact with the wine glasses that you contact bowl to bowl and not the edge, not the rim. Make sure you don't go rim to rim or rim to bowl or something like that, because practically what happens there is you actually increase the likelihood of breaking the glass. And there's nothing more embarrassing than in a festive moment, toasting your friend or your acquaintance there, and then, you know, maybe being a little aggressive and getting the wrong angle on it and hitting that edge or that lip of the wine glass on their wine glass and then breaking your glass. You know,
wasting the wine.
Yeah, exactly. It's a waste of great wine at that point. So try not to do that. So there are several elements there. Okay, first of all, you know, make sure that you make that contact bowl to bowl. And one of the other most important aspects of it is make eye contact with the person you're toasting or you're clinking the glass with. I know it may be difficult at first. It may seem counterintuitive, that thing about not breaking your glass. But, you know, practice that a little bit. Look at your compadre in the eyes and give him a little clink there and say something pithy. Can't think of anything pithy. Just say cheers. And, you know, it's a good way to make that contact and that connection with somebody when you're in the process of sharing some great wine. And so remember those steps, bowl to bowl and eye contact.
Now, let me ask you this one, because this is kind of another one of my individual things. I don't know if it's accurate or if it's just my own phobia or shtick, so to speak. Make sure you take a drink afterwards. Don't set your glass down. I think it's bad luck if you just set the glass down after toasting. From the expert standpoint.
You're absolutely right. I mean, it's one of those things that's, I don't know if I necessarily prescribe with the bad luck thing, but it is an important step, is, you know, to have that taste of wine afterwards. Completes the ritual, completes the process. Again, as part of that sharing of the wine, and it's an extremely important way to kind of close out the ritual of clinking glasses.
Okay, so now we've figured out how to hold the glass the right way. We're clanking the right way. And now let's talk about some wine tasting etiquette. Give me a couple tips there.
Yeah, so it's summer, you know. It's a great time to visit our many diverse wine country experiences here in California. And I would encourage everybody to do that. But certainly be a, you know, someone who has great etiquette when you go in there. Your hosts at the winery will appreciate it. Your fellow customers there will appreciate it as well. So there's like six different things I'd like people to remember. Remember, it is number one, it's a tasting. It's not a drunk fest.
Oh, good. Man.
I know. So I hate to be a spoiled sport here. Good etiquette dictates that you get a taste of each wine that's available, not five tastes of one wine that you know you like. It's okay to revisit a wine and the tasting is something that you're really interested in. But remember, it's a tasting. You're not there to have your glass filled. You're there to experience new wines. So number two, unless you really only got a drop of wine in your glass, don't complain about getting enough wine. Typical taste is 1 to 2 ounces maximum. And usually the person pouring your wine has a really good bead on that, because they do it all the time. Number three, it is okay to spit or to pour out wine that you do not want to finish. Remember, a typical tasting is 4 to 6 wines at 1 to 2 ounces each. So that can be almost 2 full glasses of wine. And I'll refer you back to point number one, so without being a drunk fest. Number four on this list, usually it's an order to tasting. Usually it's start with the white or the lightest wine, go to the red or the heaviest wine, or then finish with a sweeter wine or dessert wine. The person running the tasting at the winery usually has a plan for this. Let them lead and don't jump around, as your experience will not be as good as it could be. So again, let the professionals lead this. They do this for a reason. Number five, it's a tasting. So get in the spirit, try everything. I can't tell you how many times I've been to a wine tasting or at a winery, at the tasting bar, and I hear, oh, I don't drink white wine, or I don't drink that kind, I don't like this one. It's like, Well, why don't you try it? Maybe you might be surprised. You know, it's one of those things that's, it's an opportunity to educate yourself and educate your palate. Even if it's not your favorite, it may help you find your favorite. So don't be shy. Don't be that person that says, I only want to taste this one wine. Taste them all and, you know, learn something in the process.
And you can always spit it out if you don't like it, even if the winemaker starts to cry.
Exactly, exactly. And everybody's okay with that, too. And lastly, if a lot of times when they have these wine tastings, you have some cheese or crackers that are offered complimentary with remember, it's not dinner. help you cleanse your palate and taste buds between tastes. So don't sit there and chow down. It's really there, you know, just to kind of help with the experience. And if you really need lunch, stop at a deli or something and pick yourself up a sandwich. Don't make lunch out of the cheese and crackers at a tasting bar. So those are six things. If you stick with that plan, you'll have a great experience. The people around you will have a great experience, and you'll be looked down as a good neighbor and a good customer and a good guest.
Great information, as always, from Robert Mott. I don't know. I like the idea of the drunk fest and eating a lot, because that's just the way I am. But at least I'm going to know that I'm doing it wrong. Just a thought there. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we are going to be talking about the cards you are dealt. I have a lot of fun with that. Reach us anytime. Call the off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without limits. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution? Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at BigProfitsNowLive.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA 279564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA 279564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by your household board of directors. Text ATP, Area Trusted Professional, ATP to 79564. Complete about a two-minute survey, and we will introduce you to your board of directors. That might be insurance, CPA, financial planners. There might be one or two or three attorneys you need to meet. Credit repair, real estate, mortgage, all these different folks that you need in your life. We know them. We'll introduce you. Cost you nothing. It's just a free service of Ron Siegel Radio. The subject today, not saving while you're young. What a mistake. You know, it's kind of interesting because I would say that if you talk to anybody that's over 50, they're going to say, maybe not everybody, but a majority, a lot of folks, say, boy, I wish I would have started at your age saving 18, 20, 30 years old. Yet when we're in that age group, we say, you know, what's he know? You know, he's old. He's getting close to retirement. Well, the numbers are pretty significant if you can save just a little bit of money every month while you're young. I talked to you yesterday about the difference between universal life insurance and term insurance. Think about that. If you get a universal life or whole life policy before or right when you first have your first child, when you first get married, and start putting some money in there, maybe put a little more than what the premium is, let the cash value grow, think about what that will be like when you're old like I am. Just a thought there. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by the Area Trusted Professionals. Text ATP to 79564. Build your household board of directors today. So Jeff Clyde is with us here. He's written a book. Those of you that are watching on ronsiegelradio.tv, The Cards You Are Dealt, Networking with the Cards You Are Dealt. So, Jeff, we were going through before the broadcast, and you hit me right on spot on. Being the wallflower, being the introvert, being the shy guy. Those are the cards I was dealt. Now what am I supposed
to do? That's right. Well, now you got to figure it out. Now you got to.
That's what I've been told for 50 years.
So it's about time.
I got the secrets there
you
for
figured
me.
It out. You got a radio show. You put yourself on the radio.
Okay.
That's how you figured it out.
So the idea, your concept here is we got to get out there and meet people, network with people to grow a business.
Right.
Is that the focus of it?
You got to get out to network to grow a business or start a life or get a job. I mean, it's across the board. But yeah, I mean, it's for finding the highest level to grow your business, to find other people to help you sell something, help you connect, help you engage. And it's about the lowest, you know, just figure out how to find the network around you that's going to survive, help you survive.
Interesting. So your background, you started out really a Mickey Mouse job.
Literally a Mickey Mouse job.
So
yeah.
Why did working at the Disneyland Hotel, why was that so influential for you?
You know, it's funny. I didn't plan on being influential. I just wanted to work at a fun place, and I fought hard to get the job as a valet. But what I learned there in customer service, you know, how the customer experience, the guest experience, if you call it at Disney, the guest experience has to be amazing. And you learn how you want to take people and treat them and take them through that process.
I like the terminology you use. That's one of my pet peeves, right? I go to a restaurant and you have a server that comes out and 3/4 or maybe even more than that of the servers that come to a restaurant. And obviously those of you again watching on ronsiegelradio.tv can see that I've beaten anorexia. Got a little bit of extra baggage around the midriff, right? So I go to a lot of restaurants.
I've done okay. I've done all right.
Go to a lot of restaurants, and the servers come out, was everything okay? And I always want to ask them. Sometimes I refrain because I am shy and introverted. I'll say, is that what you were striving for, is to be okay, right? And you use the term, I like that the guest experience was supposed to be amazing.
Right.
A big difference just in the thought process there. If you can – I don't know why restaurant management doesn't come out and say, that's what we want. We don't want to be talking about ever about the concept of being okay.
No, you want it to be phenomenal. You want people to remember you for the experience. And by the way, the food can be phenomenal, but the experience will take away from that. Or the experience takes away from it, or the food takes away from it. One or the other is going to happen, but you have to really be exceptional.
Interesting. And in your book, you're talking about Henry Winkler and Michael Eisner. Why'd you pick those guys?
You know, I had interactions with both of them. There were multiple interactions. I mean, Michael Eisner was the boss of Disney at the time, CEO. Had several interactions while I was on the curb working as a valet. And one thing he did that always blew me away was he would get out of the car and he would always come over and say, "Hi, Jeff." And I never even thought about it. He said, "Hi, Jeff. How are you today?" I didn't think about my name tag because I never noticed him looking at my name tag. But it blew me away, and it was such a memory. And at that level, leaders lead and managers manage. The leaders wanted the experience to be so great that they brought the culture to us. So that impressed me. And Henry Winkler was a guest, and I had several interactions with him also, so it was the same thing.
And so, okay, so let's throw that one out there at you. I mean, if either one of those people came up to me, I'm not the greatest at remembering faces. So do you have that gift as far as you knew who they were, or did somebody tip you off as to who they were?
No. Well, first of all, so Michael Eisner, you know, is a big production. It's like everybody line up on the curb, wait for Michael Eisner, and it's a big deal, right? But then he comes there and he's just like a guy. In fact, I remember like he was a guy with a kid's, you know, fake helmet in the back of his back seat. Like he had young kids at the time. And it's like, he's just a guy who happens to be CEO of a company. Henry Winkler was, I mean, this is coming off the end of Happy Days. I mean, Henry Winkler is Henry Winkler. You couldn't miss him. You know, I mean, you can't miss him.
He was wearing a black leather jacket.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He jumped the shark. No, but I saw them both in my business life several years later. I saw them both in different interactions later in life, and they were the same people that I saw working at the drive of the Disneyland Hotel. So that memory was amazing, and meeting them again as a professional owning a business, it was incredible.
And to me, that says a lot, right? When you've got those people high profile, because we all know that there's a lot of these high profile people that can really be snobs.
Yeah.
Right? And when you say that your interaction with them was similar as the valet as opposed to the peer,
mm-hmm.
that says a lot about the individuals.
It was amazing. Both of them were amazing experiences. And they're in my book. I mean, we can talk about it, but take the whole time. But they were genuinely who they were. In fact, on the chapter of my book is The Tells of a Great Networker. That's
right.
Where I put Michael Eisner. And I'll just take it a step further just because it just happened. Just recently, a friend of mine who I've known for years happened to be working on a job at Michael Eisner's house. He hand-delivered him a signed copy of my book the other day. Like, you can't beat that.
Right.
I mean, you can't beat that. Like, I said, check out page 82. Here's our story. Here's who we are. You can't beat that.
Interesting. So
crazy. 25 years later.
Wow. Are those the people, when you mention them in the book, are they the ones you're talking about as being the inspirational people to you?
Yeah, there were so many of those guys. I mean, and it wasn't just high-profile people. It was successful people, and it was, you know, someone who may not even be that successful in business, but in life you could tell that they just wanted to give, and they wanted to inspire, and they wanted to help others. They inspire you.
Interesting. So now what do you do, now that you're not a valet anymore,
right?
And you've got you've obviously, we just talked about being peers with some of these other folks. What are you doing now?
So now I run a consulting company. I also the founder of a lending and real estate company, but I'm really focused as a consultant. I help businesses grow their businesses. And we talk about providing, you know, creating a sales and customer service team with an exceptional experience. And that's what we do. We help them figure out what products make the most sense, which directions make the most sense, and to really help them grow. When they've decided they want to pivot in a different direction, or they want to be best in class, provide best in class service and figure how they really position themselves as the superstars in a business opportunity, I come in and I use my experience, and we go through the process, and I collaborate with other people that need to come in, you know, as resources to help them grow their companies.
So you hear a lot about people in the consulting space, and obviously, you know, one of the things, a lot of times consultants are those who have done something and then move on, and that's the next, you know, they sell their business or they close a business or whatever, move on to the next step. What makes you different as a consultant than what, you know, 10 other consultants that we can go find?
So I think what makes me different is the life I've led. You know, going from parking cars and actually understanding customer service and engaging with that, and then turning that, those tips, if you will, because I got tips.
Sure.
Turning that into sales and commission, and then accidentally falling into becoming an entrepreneur and growing a business from 15 to 80 people and all the hurdles along the way. And the fact that was insurance in my first business, that we had, you know, manufacturers, distributors, film, TV, everything all over the place, it's a good seat to sit in. So I think that the difference is that I got to see a lot of different businesses rather than my own, in addition to building my own.
We're going to talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. One of the great things, Jeff's talking about it, I've shared this with you in the past as well. When you get to talk to a lot of people, if you're a student, which apparently Jeff likes that as well, you get to share that information with others. I think that's great. And we're going to talk more with Jeff Plyatt about that. He wrote the book, Networking with the Cards You Are Dealt. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership. What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 186-6775.
Shop Stater Brothers during their 40% off wine sale. Get 40% off any 750 milliliter or 1.5 liter wine or champagne when you purchase 6 or more bottles. Stater Brothers, where you always get more for less.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 1-800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are. That's why I know that yours is as well, unless you've got something going on that's different than the rest of the world. I've been looking at the report since the 80s. Never seen one that's completely accurate. Never. So the question becomes, what are you doing about it? CreditSanitizer.com has the solution for you. And here is our commentary for today, applying for a credit card so you get approved. Applying is easy. Frequently, your credit score is going to drop when you apply. I want you just to get approved, and the way you're going to do that is follow a few easy steps. First off, you have to understand your credit scores before you ever get involved in the application process. Do not go and just try to apply willy-nilly. Know your FICO score, not the FACO score, not the Vantage score. I want you to know what your FICO score is. Below 629, the likelihood is slim that you're going to get a card. 630 to 689, good credit, average credit. 690 to 719 is good. 720 and up is excellent. Think if you're going to get an American Express Platinum card and you've got a 620 FICO, probably not going to work. So you want to go to the card that's appropriate for what your scores are. Then you make those applications. There's a couple of websites that if you want to give me a call, 800-306-1990, I'll let you know where you can go to get started. Reduce your debt when you want to apply, or if you want to get an increase in your credit line and your card is maxed out, generally not going to happen. Get the card below 30%, keep it there for a little while. Then you can ask for that increase in your credit line or go and look for other credit cards. That's when it's going to work properly for you. Don't accept all of the offers that come. Look at them, because remember, I've told you this. I don't want you canceling a credit card. Don't ever. There's got to be a great reason to cancel a credit card. So make sure you look and have a good reason why you are applying for a credit card, not just because you're going to get a free month to pay it or something. Not the right reason. Include all of your income in the application. Now, I just talked to you about the credit scores. When somebody looks at your FICO score, they have no clue. Well, there are ways that they can back into it, but they generally have no way of knowing what your income is. Income is not shown on a credit report. And have a good, strong plan for how you're going to develop credit. Remember, revolving credit, you want three credit cards. I know there are people that say don't use any credit cards. Three credit cards are going to get you the best credit score, which is going to help you get the best rates for cars, get the best rates for houses. It is all part of the plan. That is the Your Credit Matters segment. Again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Continuing our conversation this morning, Jeff Clyde is in the house. He is the author of Networking with the Cards You Are Dealt. So we were chatting before the break about Jeff out consulting with people and helping. So, Jeff, do I need to go and talk to somebody? I'm a little shy. I don't go out there. Now, how do I break that ice to go out there and really? Because I know in order to bring on more guests for the radio, I have to talk to 10 people to find one good one. I know in our lending company, you got to really talk to people, but I'm just not comfortable with it. How do I break that barrier that I have mentally? It's me. I know it's me.
It's you. Well, so I think you work backwards. You know who's in your circle. You know who you've seated at your table, right? You've got people that are around you that you've had on the radio show that you've become friends with, that you've connected with, and they got to your radio show because they wanted to do something. You know, I want to tell you about my book. I want to tell you about the cars. I want to tell you about my consulting. That's what it is. But at the same time, you go out, you find those same people, and you put them to work for you. And they're going to want to be to work for you because they're going to want to fill your table because it makes them look great. So you've already got, for you, you've got a network. You know, the average person doesn't have it right out of the gate, but you've built up a network. So you go to the guys that we both know, and you go around to them and you say, hey, I want more guests. I want some good quality guests. And they're doing work for you. And at the same time, you're adding value to them because they look like a superstar because they've brought someone into a radio show. I mean, it makes it, you know, it doesn't work for everybody.
It's all about helping people.
It's all about helping people. I mean, you've got Robert on the phone for the wine, for example. Wine networking is phenomenal. I mean, you go show up at some of his wine networking events and you're going to find, you know, 10 people that are going to jump at the chance to want to be in on your radio show. And you're going to be able to weed them out based on genuinely, you know, hopefully it's authentic and genuine.
Right.
You truly feel good about that experience. Like it's not someone that positioned themselves to be there because they know Ron Siegel's there.
But that's the thing that bothers me so much about networking is because I've always looked at networking. Everybody's want to know, what do you have that I can, people that are going to networking groups, way up my perception, I may be right, maybe wrong. Mm-hmm. What can I get from you, or what do you have that I, what do I have that you're going to try and get? What can I sell you, or what can I get from you?
So you're right. So first of all, I don't know if you know what a pot splasher is, but in poker, a pot splasher is someone takes their chips and throws them on the table. Right?
Right.
So I call pot splashers in my book. They're the person that's walking around with all their cards. They're just handing them to everybody. It's all about me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. You know which events to go to. Like, well, you don't necessarily know, but if you go to a 7:30 in the morning networking meeting, you know most likely everyone is there to drum up business. And the people that are more educated on how to drum up business by helping others first, they're going to be the right people to go connect with, because they're going to genuinely want to make sure you have success. And if your need is you want to do more loans, or your need is you want to have more radio guests, they're going to want to help you with that because it makes them look great. And then you're going to remember them for whatever they do. You go to a mixer, like a charity, you get involved with a charity.
Sure.
Hopefully you're involved with that charity because you appreciate the cause. A lot of people go because someone tells them, hey, you should go there. There's business.
Right.
That's not the way to do it. You really have to feel good about the cause or want to help. You know, if someone's got cancer, or someone's got ADD, or someone's got struggles, you want to be involved in that because it touches you. But once you're there, you have to then weed through who's going to be the right person, who's going to be the wrong person. But you genuinely roll up your sleeves and you're a giver. That's what you do. You know, and if the way you give is by giving your time, people will start to see that, and then they'll start wanting to talk to you, and then you'll weed them out. Not everyone has the ability to see it, but you'll know. You'll start to know who's right and who's wrong.
So who should read the book?
You know, everybody should read the book. I've had everyone from a friend of mine who runs a 9,000-person company here in Orange County read it. He loved it. He's like, Jeff, I love it that you speak.
Okay.
You're not talking to me. You're speaking to me.
Okay.
And then I've had veterans. It's got people in transition. If you're going through divorce, you're widowed, and you now have to go find a network. And you, on the one hand, you have a support group. On the other hand, you want to get back another job. Or if you're trying to reach the highest levels, I was fortunate to reach some really amazing levels with wealth managers, CPAs, attorneys, all those people. So if you want to reach the higher level, so it's for everybody. I've got wealth advisors to recent veterans reading it. And by the way, college students are eating it up.
Really?
College students, because they're not teaching this in college. In fact, I'm working with a guy over at Beckman High School asked me to help on something for a film festival that he runs. And we're working on trying to get it in to the CTE, which is these programs at these high schools that give kids alternatives, high schools and junior
colleges.
Wait
a second. Practical education?
Yes. Yes.
Wow, that's kind of nice. Yes. That's a little different.
Everyone should read it.
And we've got some cards here. Tell me a little bit about the cards.
So, you know, the cards came out. Originally, they were going to be a novelty that went with the book, because the book's kind of on strategies of Texas Hold'em, even though you don't have to know poker to read the book. But the cards, we were trying to think about it, and then we started thinking, let's do introvert and extrovert traits. Let's create an answer for people. Let's give them a self-empowerment tool that they can actually go, I'm boisterous. Okay, like as a kid, I was boisterous. I was pretty loud. But I learned that the difference between being boisterous and being good-natured or gregarious is one thing. Just listen. Stop, listen, and then speak your mind. So now I'm still boisterous sometimes, but now it's more about I'm loud. It's okay, but I listen first. So that's what it's about. It's about cards that are, asocial versus social, quiet, subdued, gregarious, good-natured. One says lack self-awareness. One says have no filter, which is, by the way, done for a friend of mine. But
I don't even want to go there. Anyway, that could really get me in serious trouble.
No, it's really good. And actually, we had some psychologists look at it. We had some professors look at it. And they were like, yeah, this makes sense, because it's not dumbed down, but it's really simple. Like, you can actually look at the card and go, yeah, you know what? That's me.
I said that. I'm gonna be real honest about it. I said that. www.cardsyouaredealt.com. Cards, all of it, all spelled out, no spaces. Cardsyouaredealt.com. If you want more information, give me a call. I'll put you in touch with Jeff, 800-306-1990. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun.
Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time. Ron Siegel Radio.
You're listening to ESPN Radio 1700.
The biggest event in MMA history is finally here. UFC 200 goes down Saturday. Heavyweight superstar Brock Lesnar returns against Mark Hunt, and three UFC